Right, we're holding Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, the top Mishnah. Hamafkid Mois Eitzel Shulchani. So the Mishnah says this: Hamafkid Mois Eitzel Shulchani. In the case of a person who deposited money with a money changer, so he goes to a money changer and he gives him money.
A banker,
yeah, hold this bag for me. So the halacha says this: Imtsrudin, if the money is tied up, it's bound. So then Leishtamish Behen. The money changer is not allowed to use it because since it's bound, he has to leave it as is. And therefore, the figachim avdu, therefore, if it's lost, if it's lost, he does not need to bear responsibility for it. Now, mutarin, if the money was unbound, in other words, it wasn't tied, then yishtamish behen, the money changer could use the money. The figach, therefore, im avdu chayav b'achim yusin, if it gets lost, he's chayav for responsibility. Now, Eitzel Balabayis, if...
Or he's a banker that he uses the money, but that's all.
That's what he gains, right. Right, he's able to use the money.
Okay.
Now, Eitzel Balabayis, if this guy deposited money with a balabas, not a banker, so bein sturim, bein mutarim, it doesn't matter if it's bound or whether it's unbound, He's not allowed to use it. Therefore, if the balabas lost the money, he's not bear responsibility with it. And the Gemara is going to explain in the Baruchas what this means. Now, so until now we spoke about either a money changer, a banker, or a balabas. Halacha is chenavenika balabais. Halacha is that a chenavani, a storekeeper, if the shamer is a storekeeper, so he has a status like a balabas, like a homeowner, dividend mayor. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Rabbi Yehuda says no. Chenavani kushulchani, the storekeeper has the status of a money changer. Okay, so now the Gemara says like this: Mishum detzrudin lo yishtamish behen. Now the Gemara asks, why is it that due to the fact that the money is bound, the money changer may not use it? People usually typically buy their money. So the fact that he's buying it, it's no indication that the kavana of the one who deposited the money, that it's not to be used. Just because he bound it doesn't mean he cares if the shohani could use it or not. So I would have asked him, it's talking about a case where the money is bound and sealed. In other words, there's a clear indication that he does not want the bundle to be open. And that's the case that the Mishnah is talking about. Ramari says, "Bekesher Mishuna." It's a case where the money is bound with a different type of knot, which the fact that he made this knot indicates that he does not want the bundle to be open. Igadamni, other people say that it went like this: "Bari Ramari, Kesher Mishuna Mai." What will be in the case that it has a knot but a different type of knot? So the words just take basically Velachumra, and you should not use it. Now, the Mishnah taught also that if money is mutarin, yishtamish behen, the money is unbound, so now the shulchani, the money changer, may use it, and therefore he, as a chayis, he bears responsibility if it's lost. Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna says, v'afilu nentzu, and even if it was taken from him under circumstances beyond his control, so therefore he's going to be chayif. Right? The Gemara of the Ketani, but didn't it taught that the Mishnah, it's lost? Which is mashma that only if the money was lost is he chayav b'achrayus, but not if it was taken by force. So the Gemara says, "Kedomer, kederabba, domer rabba says nigdavu." When we say nigdavu, when it says it was stolen, it's referring to a case that the item was stolen by who? Be listed mizuyin by armed bandits. Avdu, what does it mean? They were lost. It's referring to a case shetavu v'svinas bayam, where the ship sunk at sea. Nachman says, "Nantzulay." If it was taken from him beyond circumstances, beyond his control, that is not going to be chayif. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Nachman, but Rav says to Rav Nachman, that he doth Amar Nantzulay. According to your opinion, that if it was taken to him due to circumstances beyond his control, Alma loy have a shrel alayu. So apparently the money changer is not considered as a borrower with regards to money. Why? Because Yishayel lay have a Shemir Sachar Namilay. So if he's not a borrower, so then he's not a Shemir Sachar. So why then does he bear responsibility for the money if it's lost? He should be like a Shemir Chinam, and the Shemir Chinam should be his potter. So Amar Lay, the Nachum said to him, In this case, I agree that he is a shemer sacher. Because since he benefits from the money, it's the benefit that the money changer derives based on the fact that if a profitable purchase would happen to present itself to him, he can now purchase it with the deposit of the money. So it's considered as a shemer sofer with regard to this money. Now, Rav Nachman asked the Shad of Rav Nachman from the Mishnah, and the Mishnah says like this: Hamafkin Mois Eitzel Shachani with regards to a gizbar. This is a temple, a treasure. I'm recording here. Yeah. Hamafkin Mois Eitzel Shachani, a person who, with regards to a gizbar, who deposits money with a money changer. So that looks like this: Im Tsurin, if the money is bound, the money changer may not use it. Therefore, if he spent the money, the gizbar is not chayiv for meila, because the money changer is chayiv. If the money was unbound, then the money changer may use it. Therefore, if the money changer spent the money, then the gizbar, the treasure, is chayiv for meila. Why? Because the shulchani is a shliach for the treasure. Now, where's Rav Nachman going on? Rav Nachman says like this: V'yamr safilun ensu, and if you say that even if the money was taken from the shulchani changer under circumstances beyond his control, so he bears a chrayas for the money, so ma'ir yahitzi, why did the Tana specifically teach that the gizbar bears responsibility for the money changer spent the money? Even if he did not spend the money, the treasurer should bear responsibility since the gizbar gave him something which is unbound money, so it's like a halva. So the treasurer should be chayav for mila at the moment that he gave the tzreden, the unbound money, to the money changer. So Amalir, the one said to him, who are they not for Gavaloyetzi? The same halacha would apply even if he did not spend the money. And the gizbar is chayav from the moment he gives the money to the money changer. And by the Tani Reishi Haitzi, Tani Nami Sefiretzi. And since the Tana taught in the first case that the guy is chayiv if he spent the money, the Tana taught in the later case in the Mishnah as well, he spent the money. Although he's chayiv even if he did not spend the money. Next Mishnah. Ashadeh Hiyadeh Bikadon, with regards to one who misappropriated a deposit. So Bisham Imam Bisham says, Yilke b'chosar b'yosar. Bisham says he's penalized for its decrease and its increase. In other words, if the value of the Bikadon decreases, so the shemer is chayiv to pay in accordance with the value at the time that he misappropriated it. If it increases in value, he's chayv to pay in accordance with the value at the time of repayment. Basil Emrim Basil says, Kishas Hitzo, in accordance with his value at the time of the removal. Rabbi Kiva Emrim Kiva says, Kishas Hatzviyo, it's at the time of the claim. Omar Rabba says, Hayman the Gozel Chavisa the Chamri Mechabri, in the case of this one who robbed another of a barrel of wine, Mikona Shabi Zuzi, where initially it was worth one dinner. Hashta Shabi Arba, and now it's worth four dinners. Tavra Ishasya. So if the robber broke the barrel, drank the wine, Mishalom Arba used to pay four dinners. Itvar Mimela, if it broke itself, then Mishalom Zuzi, he pays a Zuz. My time, what's the reason? What's the difference? Kivon de Is. Since if the barrel were intact, if he returned it to its owner, its original state, and there would be no need to calculate its price, called gozel minei. So the moment, So since if the barrel was still intact, if he returned to its owner in its original state, and there would be no need to calculate its price. So that moment that he drank it or he broke it, that moment that he stole, is the moment that he stole it from the owner of the wine. Utanana, we learned in the Mishnah of Bava Kama, Kol Agazlan Mishnah Mekshas Agzila. All robbers pay in accordance with the value of the stolen item at the time of the robbery. So here it's going to be four dinners. It's from Ramayla Mishnah Mekshas, but if the barrel broke by itself, he pays only a zuz. My time, what's the reason? Hash to the Obed Levi Midi. As if the barrel broke by itself, why? Because He did not do anything to the barrel now. Amai kum mechayv v'slei. So why did he make him chayv to pay him more? Hayishai did the gazlei. Because of the moment that he robbed from the other person. Hayishai did zuzu the shavit. At the moment that he robbed the other person of it, it was worth only a dinner. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, b'sila emrim k'shasei tzofis.
You didn't chayv him biyatir, you know, up and down, it is against him. Moshe.
No, so if he did something to it, so then he has to pay at the how much it's worth now. Because if it would still be intact, and now he gives it back, now it'll be worth four. But in the case of the Bedar Hermela, because at the time that he robbed it, it was only worth the dinner, and he didn't do anything to make him change. He didn't change anything. Tanah, we learned in the Mishnah, B'silim B'shasei Tso. Sil says that if one misappropriated the Bikodin, pays in accordance with his value at the time of the removal. What is the meaning of in accordance with the value at the time of the removal? If we say means according with its value at the time of the removal from the world, when he drank the wine or broke the barrel, to the Shaila, who am I? With regards to what case is referring to, Ibn Chaser, if it's regarding the case where there was a decrease in value for its removal, my Ikalamanda Omar. Is there anyone who says that the Shemir pays the lower price? But not Kol Gazlan Misham Kshas Exeli. You have to pay in accordance with the time that you stole it. And there's no Haba minute to think that I have to pay less. Ibn Yasser, and if it's talking about a case where there was an increase in value for its removal, and Bishamer, this is Mamish, the same case of Bishamer, as one who misappropriates a pikadon always pays the higher value, not the opinion of Beis Hillel.
And the eternal means answer from light.
So the Gemara says, "Ela pshita k'shasei tzom in Beis Abaylan." Rather, it's obvious that Beis Hillel holds that the shemer pays in accordance with his value at the time of its removal from the balabas's house. In other words, at the time that he was a male. Now, El Pshita Kishasi Tsung Besabom. So the Mara says, Lema Rabba the Omer Kibishame. So we see that Rabba holds it Bishame, not like Bisilo. Well, not Rabba. Rabba will tell you, the Yosra Kulamale Pligi, with regards to that case where it increases in the value, everyone agrees. In other words, Bishame and Bisilo both agree that the Shemir pays in accordance with the value when the Bikada was destroyed. Ki Pligi Bechasr. Whether they disagree, it's in a case where it decreased in the value of the pikadon that he misappropriated. B'shameh savri, B'shameh holds, shluchas yad, and yisrichin chesaron. B'shameh holds that the misappropriation does not require loss. And even if the depositor remains intact, his status is that of a robber from the moment that he was shaleich yad. Therefore, when the value decreases, it decreases in his possession. Therefore, he pays in accordance with the value of the time that he was chaser yad. B'shil Savri, B'shil holds no. Shlichas Yad, Shlichas Sarn. He holds that a Shlichas Yad requires loss, and only when the deposit decreases in value after he was misappropriated is the Shemer Chayiv to pay. And therefore, when the value decreases, it decreases in the possession of the owner, therefore he pays in accordance with the value of the time that it was damaged. Fred Gemara Lahodom or Rover Shlichas Yad. And it's Shlichas Sarn. But this that now comes out, this that Rava says, that Shlichas Yad does not require loss, Leimer Rava Da'amar K'Bishamay, which comes out, that Rava is going to say according to Bishamay, which is not the case. What are we talking about over here? Talking about a case where the Shlichas removed the barrel to stand upon it, and bringing like these birds from a nest in a tree. And they disagree with regards to one who borrows an item without the knowledge of the owner. B'shameh holds that one who borrows an item without the knowledge of the owner is a robber in terms of responsibility. And therefore, when the value of the thing decreases in his possession. So he pays in accordance to the value of the time that he borrowed the barrel. B'shil says, Shel Shlem Midas, B'shil Haba. He holds that one who borrows without the knowledge of the owner is that of a Shel, a borrower. And only when the barrel is broken is the shemer chayav to pay v'chichaser. And therefore, when the value of the barrel decreases, b'shusha the merchaser decreases in the possession of its owner. So he pays in accordance with the barrel's value at the time that it was damaged. Fred Gemara lahad omer Rabba, this the Rabba shel shalei midas. Accordingly, he says that one who borrows an item without the knowledge of the owner, lema Rabba domer kebishamay, you can't say that alahad avishavaf shel gzeil kabuli. Rather, you must say, we're saying that the machlekes is with regards to an enhancement of a stolen property. They disagree. That what does that mean? Shamay savre yushavak gzeila dinigzel havi. Bishamay holds that when you have an enhancement of stolen property belonging to the one who robbed it, b'sil savre b'sil holds shavak gzeila de gazlan havi. One who the enhancement of a stolen property belongs to the robber. And they disagree with the machlekes tanoim. The tanya we go to the brisa. Hagezel Zarocho, with regards to one who robs another of a new. Zazav Yoda, Mishal Mesab, Siseb, Esfaldisel. Now, if he sheared it, in other words, he cut it or it gave birth, the robber pays the owner for it and for its fleece or for its offsprings. Divinimir, this says, Zela Chizes Bina, the stolen property returns to the owner in its current state. Mar says the Ikanami, the Mishnah is also precise. The Ketani Bishamay Ibn Yilka B'chaser B'yasa. Bishamay says he's given a knas for his decrease and its increase. Vasil Ibn Basil says Kishas Ha Heitzo. According to at the time of the removal. So, when according to the opinion of Bishamay, the Mishnah does not state he's given the knas for its rise and fall in value. Well, Mr. Shmamina, you can learn from the wording of the Mishnah that they disagree with regards to the fleece and the if it has a child. Rabbi Kiva Emer Kshas Atviya, Rabbi Kiva says he pays in accordance to the value of the time of the claim. Rabbi Yudam Mershmuel, Rabbi Yudam says the name Mershmuel. Allah is Rabbi Akiva, the Allah is in accordance to the Rabbi Akiva. May Rabbi Akiva Mapa Shish Edim, Rabbi Akiva will agree in a case with our witnesses to the Shalish Asiyad. In that case, the payment is calculated in accordance with the value of the Bikodin at the time that he was Shalish Yad. My time, what's the reason? The Torah says to whom he is given on the day of his being guilty, which means and in this case, since there are witnesses to the gzela, to the robbery, from that moment who the shayv leashma, that moment is chayv to pay him for his guilt. In other words, he's looked at guilty at the moment the edim saw the shtis asiyad of the pikadon. Oh, the Nevi'ishin of Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi tells Rabbi Yehuda, Rebbe, which means my teacher, Ata Imre Kain, Yitaka, say this. Hochim Rabbasim Rabbi Yechlin, he said that Rabbasim says, that Rabbi Yechlin says, that Cholokoyin of Akiva, Fid Makum Shish Edom. Rabbi Akiva was in its disagreement, even in the case with our witnesses to the Shlut Hasiyad. My time, and what's the reason of Rabbi Akiva? The Omar Krala, but it says, La Asher Uloi Yitnan Abiyam Hashemasi. To whom it is given to on the day of his being guilty. And the Beis Din, in other words, not the actual Edim, that renders him chayiv to pay for his guilt. So he says, when you go to Eretz Yisrael, akif asum l'detzer, take a ladder, take a roundabout way to the ladder of Tzur. And enter, go to this individual, Rabbi Akiva Bar Idi. Ask him if the Allah is going to be Akiva or not. Allah is in accordance with Akiva forever. What does it mean always? Which means, don't say that this statement applies only in the case where there are no witnesses. But in the case where there are witnesses, no. In other words, the payment is calculated in accordance with the value of the pikadon when the witnesses, when they witness the actual shtichasiyat. Vinami, or you could say the halacha will not be in accordance with the opinion of Akiva. The hadli leduchto of itaver lapukim b'Rabbi Shmuel. In case we broke the barrel to this place and it broke. In other words, Rabbi Yechon stated that the halacha is always in accordance to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. to exclude Rabbi Yishmael, to exclude the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael, the Amar Le'Binyan Das Bailin. He says that if one stole from another and returned it, we do not require the knowledge of the owners for the item to be considered returned. Va'ashulam, therefore, Rabbi Yishmael teaches us that the Binyan Das Bailin, that we require the knowledge of the owners. And according to the Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Amar, the Rabbi says, no, Allah is like Bissil.
So if somebody owns something to the virtuous thing and made it a shoyal, what it is not being cast, and then...
Correct. If something happens, it's going to be... So, I mean, there's different Allah, there's tefillin, mezuzah, there's tefillin or... Right, because the person wants it. So smarter, for example, doesn't work. Right. Okay, we have... let's do a finish the paddock. All right, next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Hacheshev l'shleich yabe bikodin." Person who intends to misappropriate a deposit, and he voices that kavona in the presence of witnesses. In other words, not only does he do it, but he actually tells witnesses, "I intend to misappropriate this deposit." Shama imim, but Shama says he's chayiv. So imim still says, "Ine chayiv at shishlach beyat is only chayiv. Pay for the damage at the point." From that point forward, in other words, he actually has to do something. Shneimer says, whether he has misappropriated his neighbor's goods. Now, if he tilted the deposit, the pikodin barrel, and took from it a quarter lug wine for his own use, and then what happened? And the barrel broke, and he only has to pay from a revis. If he lifted the barrel and took from it a quarter lug of wine, and then the barrel broke, since he was creating the barrel by lifting it, he has to pay the value of the entire barrel. For word or you know, this, in other words, now one is chayav to pay for kavana of misappropriating the pikadon. So he says like this, the Tanna Rabbanan with other than a brice. I'll call Dvar Pesha. Potato says for every matter of deposit.
Albert.
Potato says I'll call Dvar Pesha. And for every matter of trespass. Bishama Imran Bishama says, Mlama Shachaim I'll call Machshobak and Maisa. Bishama says from this pasuk, it says for every Dvar Pesha. That literally means that one is chayav to pay for a thought of misappropriating. Just as an action. No, we don't go after machshava. You only can make a person chayv if he actually does it, not about his machshava. So, he says, the pasuk says, I'll call Dvar Pesha. The Tanya says, on whether he has misappropriated his neighbor's goods. The Tanya says, whether he has misappropriated his neighbor's goods.
It's a difference.
Right. If it's koyach or peyo, right? Yeah, we had this a few weeks ago. So this took
so it right. Could be yeah, they can kill it, but mamish.
Same kain matam leim rakol dvar pesher. So why does the Tanya say for every dvar pesher? Shiyocha in the elahu. I would have said that only one is chayav to pay if he is for the yad. In other words, the pekadon himself. But if he said to his, let's say, how do we know that if he told a slave or a shliach to misappropriate the begotten, from where do we know that he's chayav to pay for these actions? That's what David says, I'll call Dvar Pesha for every manner of Pesha, which is learned that one's speech makes him chayav to pay for any misappropriating it. Now, the Mishnah says, Hitas Achavis, if he tilted the deposit barrel, he's chayav to pay only for the wine that he took. Omer Rabbi Rabbi says Leishana Elish and Ishbura Chom Tadas Alacha only if the barrel actually broke. Aval Hishmitza, but if the wine of the barrel and the fermented, it became vinegar and it spoiled. Then Mishalom Eskula used to pay for the entire barrel. My time, what's the reason? Gira Didei Udahanili, because he's chay because it was his arrows, in other words, his actions that were effective in spoiling the wine. Although he took only a quarter lug, the wine became fermented and turned into liquid, into vinegar as a result of opening this cask. If one lifted the barrel, took from it a quarter leg of wine, so he has to pay the value of the entire barrel. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, le'natal, natal mamash. When you say taking, doesn't actually mean he took the wine from the barrel. Like even Shabir Litel, once he lifted it in order to take the wine from it, although he did not yet take the wine from it, for breaks, he's chayav to pay. Does it come out from Shmuel that he holds that Shlisha Siyah does not require a loss? Amri, does the Chacham say? No. He can't say that. Here is different, since it's preferable for the Shemer that all the wine in the barrel will serve as a base for the Kordolag. Now, although his Kavanah was to take a small amount of wine, since that small amount is better preserved within the full barrel of wine, it's as though he took the entire barrel. Now, if one lifts a purse in order to take from it a single dinner, is it only with regards to wine, which is preserved only by means of the wine in the barrel, that if one intends to take, let's say, a quarter of a leg of wine, so it's as though he intended to take the entire barrel of wine, but with regards to dinner, which is preserved even alone? So just because a person has kavanah to take one dinner does not indicate that he wants to take all the coins in the purse. What do we say? No. That safeguarding a purse is different than safeguarding a dinner. A single coin is easily lost, whereas a purse is not, and it's an easy safeguarding. Therefore, when the shamer intends to take one dinner, he really intends to take all the coins in the purse. So then where it says, we don't know. Okay, fine. Hadan Allah, Hamafkiyat.